Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Mental Toughness Blogs. This is Steve Siebold. I want to start out by thanking all the people who comment on the legalizing marijuana post. Obviously, a really controversial topic, and we had a lot of spirited debate, as always, on this blog. I also want to thank the Canadian press. Don't know if you caught this up in Canada, if you're based up there, but the Globe and Mail in Toronto picked up on the last post I did on New Year's Eve. And specifically about addiction approval. And that's a very controversial thing that a lot of mental health workers talk about. And I'm going to be talking about that in future posts, but it went all over Canada. It was picked up on the wire in Canada. It went all over the Canadian press in the last week or so. So I appreciate the press is up in Canada. The press is interested in this concept of addiction approval. We're going to talk more about that. I hope you guys will keep following the Mental Toughness blog. Today, I want to talk about how rich people think. And I'm going to be talking a lot about this in the next couple of months because this is the title of my new book. I've been interviewing wealthy people this is my 26th year now. And the number one thing I've learned from them is their watchword, their key principle when it comes to building wealth. And that word is leverage. The rich leverage everything. They leverage money. They leverage their credibility. They leverage their contacts, the efforts of other people. They leverage the press. They leverage more than anything else, especially during tough economic times like we're in right now. They leverage knowledge. In the last 24 months, I've interviewed billionaires, multimillionaires. People have done extremely well financially. And what they're telling me is they're studying more than they've studied since they started in business. They're studying trends. They're studying what's happening right now in all the different markets. And I don't just mean the financial markets. I mean the market period, just in general. Because things, as you know, are changing so rapidly. Economies are changing all over the world so rapidly. Products and services, the way things are distributed, is changing so rapidly. A lot of it's got to do with the internet and technology. And a lot of things are sort of up for grab. And the rich are studying while everyone else is trying to get away from the stress. And they're turning to the football games and the baseball games and the entertainment and the movies and all these great things. The rich are studying. And they're building a new base of knowledge because the old base of knowledge is obsolete. Or a lot of it, at least, is obsolete. Because as you guys know, if you listen to this blog, unless you're brand new at this, you know we're living in a different world, baby. It's all changing, and it's changing every 12 months, it seems like. It's changing fast, and the only people that are going to come out of this recession better than they entered it are going to be, I believe, the people who are studying, who are really paying attention to the thought leaders in business, in really every area of life. But when it comes to money, certainly in terms of the markets and in business and in thinking about how people buy products and services. It's changing so fast that what we were doing 12 months ago is almost completely different than we're doing now. I just interviewed another multimillionaire yesterday, and what he told me for 2 hours on the phone is they're constantly reshifting and thinking their business. And this is going on a monthly basis. Their whole business plan has changed in the last 12 months, and they've been an established business for 40 years. 40 years, a very successful company based up in the Northeast. And so this is happening all over the world, and I just wanted to talk a little bit about this because people ask all the time, especially now that the press is, I'm just getting ready to go on CBS in the next 10 days or so and talk a little bit about this. The press is, since I've been doing so much press in the last 6 months, now they're starting now to pick up on the title of my new book, which I'm starting to talk about a little bit in some of the interviews. As a matter of fact, I'm doing an interview this morning in about an hour here. And I'm going to talk a little bit about this, about how rich people think. And this is the number one thing that they talk about is leverage, leverage, leverage. How do you get it? Well, it used to be a lot more linear than it is today, but what they're saying now is well, what we're doing is studying. We're sort of waiting, and if you notice, you're not hearing these giant money stories right now. Obviously, there's a recession. The rich, in a lot of cases, are holding back. They're holding back from investments, big-time investments, big-time launches, and that type of thing, because what they're doing is they're studying what's happening. This is what they're telling me in interviews. They're studying all the time. They're trying to figure out the best way to capitalize on this new economy, this new world that we're going to be living in as we emerge from this global recession. So what's the point of this post? Well, I'd love to get your comments on this, for one, to see if you agree with this concept of leverage, and then also how we can use it. But the real thing I wanted to pass on here, the real value, is consider studying more than you ever have before. The average person I'm talking to is studying a millionaire is studying 2 hours a day. And again, what I mean, business trends, I mean all the recent stuff. I don't mean books that were written 100 years ago or 10 years ago even, which might as well be 100 years ago now. I'm talking about they're studying what the thought leaders are talking about today. Fortune, Forbes, Fast Company, and Harvard Business Review. They're studying what people are talking about, thought leaders are talking about now, in terms of when we emerge from this recession, what will be the way to go? How will we use leverage in a way maybe we've never used it before? That's what they're talking about over and over in these interviews. I'll throw that out to you, see what your comments are. And I would also suggest strongly, because I've had access to so many of these people, and I know a lot of people don't have access to them, consider really studying what's happening right now to get the most benefit financially out of this crisis. Because as you know, out of the Great Depression became more millionaires in America than in any other time. Because all this opportunity will be there for us, except most people won't know what it is. And by the time they figure it out, the rich will have already acquired all of it. So it's what they do over and over. There's patterns, and there's not enough time to go into this. But I think it's pretty obvious, if you've studied history at all with wealthy people, that they look for these monster opportunities, and we're sitting on one right now. I don't think it's taking place right at this second. But as we emerge from the recession, they're going to leap. They're going to jump on it, except right now they're trying to figure out exactly how that works. What to leverage is what they're telling me they're looking for. I'm following suit. I'm just trying to follow them and study these things. I haven't gotten any real good answers. If I have any, I'll throw them out to you. If they seem like good suggestions for leverage in the next 12 to 18 months, I'll let you know. I haven't found anything that really jumped out at me, but I'm studying because that's what they're doing. Why not? If you want to be wealthy, why not follow the wealthy and follow what they do? That's my take on this. I appreciate, as always, your ongoing comments, your ongoing support. Whether you agree with what I'm saying or not, put a comment on the blog, participate in this community, because that's what mental toughness is all about. It's not about a motivational pep talk. It's not about agreeing with each other and all singing kumbaya. This is about spirited debate. This is about critical thinking. So if you agree, fantastic, comment. If you disagree, comment. Go back and forth with each other and let's have a spirited debate so we can arise out of that at a higher level of consciousness. Whether we agree or not, we'll at least be thinking at a higher level, because we'll have to consider all of the opinions and the suggestions that are thrown out to us in this spirited debate. That's what this blog is all about. So once again, I appreciate you guys and your comments and you being on the blog. I'm Steve Siebold, and I'll talk to you next time.